This is MNN Sports. I'm Mike Grimm. The Wild blew a 3-1 lead to the Hurricanes last night in St. Paul, then salvaged the evening with a 4-3 shootout win. Matt Boldy was the lone goal scorer in the shootout, while goaltender Jesper Wallstedt blocked all three shootout attempts he faced.
I thought the effort was there in everything. It wasn't always clicking, but we made up for it with our hard work instead, and I think that's what's going to make us a good team.
Boldy, Brock Faber, and Mats Zuccarello scored the goals in regulation. The Timberwolves were dominant the entire first half, then had to hold on to beat Washington last night 120-109. It keeps their streak of beating every sub-500 team on their schedule so far and losing to every over-500 team on their slate. Center Rudy Gobert.
You can see the glass empty or half full. It's good that we're taking care of business, but it's also, we're trying to beat the good teams.
Minnesota got 32 from Julius Randle. The Gopher women lost last night at Kansas 63-57. Head coach Don Plitzaway.
We let their best player go one-on-one in ISO situations, which we knew that that's exactly what it was going to look like. And we allowed that to happen way too often. So we didn't understand well enough, and that is something we've got to go back and correct, and that's on me.
Gopher football running back Darius Taylor and his team will play at Northwestern at Wrigley Field on Saturday in Chicago. He says they have to establish the ground game.
The biggest thing is just having the mindset to run the ball. That's something that we worked on all year, making it our identity. It is our identity. It's something that we pride ourselves on. It's something that's always been, is we're going to run the ball. So the biggest thing is just the mindset going out there and just doing it, executing at the highest level.
The Vikings are at Green Bay on Sunday. Minnesota QB J.J. McCarthy says the veteran receivers are helping him.
I can't thank them enough for the patience level and the leadership out of every person in that group. Them pushing me every single day to be the best version of myself and doing it in ways that a lot of people don't see. So, I just love them with all my heart and so grateful for every single one of those boys.
This is MNN Sports.